broadcasting around the nation, on your radio, on your TV, and online. This is the Bill Press Show.
It is summer. It's time for a good, refreshing, cold, refreshing drink, maybe. Can't do any better, as far as I'm concerned, than a good cup or glass of bottle of iced tea. And how many different flavors you can get from Honest Tea, I don't know, but we'll find out. The president and CTO, our good friend Seth Goldman, is in for his annual summer visit to the Bill Press Show. Hey, Seth, it's so good to see you again.
Good morning, Bill. So fun
Thank
to be
you.
With you.
And all these great products you brought in this morning. I'm sure Cyprian can get them all here on the video cam. I'll line them all up. I'm not sure I can finish all of these
no.
in this one session, but I'll do my best here. And you join our team, of course, of Elisa Murphy, Jamie Benson, and Cyprian Balding bringing this. Seth, I want to move that microphone just a little bit closer.
Sure.
It's good to see you again. Happy summer. You're having a good summer.
We're having a great summer. It's
and
been
all
really
kinds
fun.
Of new products and some of the same old favorites, right?
Yeah.
Plus, let's start with, you do this every year. You have in the past, at any rate. You have this honesty surveys.
We call it
right?
the National Honesty Index.
Okay.
And it's our way to check in and see how honest Americans are. So we go out to more dozens of cities
you
around the country.
You did it again this year.
We did it again
okay.
in dozens of cities around the country. We set up racks of tea, and we put up a sign that says $1 a bottle, honor system. And then we just step back and
you
watch.
You put it like in a public place.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Heavily traffic. So in D.C., DuPont Circle. In Boston, we did it at near Faneuil Hall. In New York, we did it at South Street Seaport. So, you know, every places where there's
right.
a lot of people
okay.
moving through, you don't have there's enough anonymity of crowds that if you wanted to take a bottle, you could do it and no one would sort of point you out. And there's we don't have any uniform personnel. We don't have any visible cameras. So there really is a...
Wait, but no, I was going to ask you, no visible camera.
Well, we have to track the results. So what
yeah,
we do,
yeah.
we have people, usually some of our summer interns, and they are sitting on a park bench or somewhere nearby, and they have either an iPad or a clipboard, and they're tracking the results. So they follow who, you know.
How many bottles do you put up?
Oh, well, over the course of the summer, there's thousands of bottles
because
we're doing it in all these different cities. But there's racks. There's easily 100 bottles out at any one time.
At any one time?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
And because we want to make the drinks attractive, we're keeping them cold, so we're rotating the stock.
It's
a complex maneuver because we're doing it in these dozens of cities, and our team does a great job.
And basically, you try to find out, so who's honest and who's not.
Well, how do people act when they think no one's looking?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, that's what's so interesting, Bill. So right, what's your guess? What percent of Americans do you think would pay for a bottle? We'd be honest. It's $1 a bottle.
70.
That's exactly what people guess. That's the most common guess I heard. I hear 94% this year paid. So it,
whoa,
isn't that refreshing? So that's
good for us.
Exactly.
God bless America.
It's one of those things that kind of makes you feel like, you know what? You listen to if you believe all the politicians, there's half of this country is full of unethical
94%.
People. 94% of Americans, and that's a consistent result. We've
seen
year
one reason, I guess, is because I don't know what this retails for. I mean, I've bought it many times.
Yeah.
But $1, so
it's a relatively
bargain.
Good deal, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But free is a pretty good deal too.
Free is a better deal.
Well, there's no reason you couldn't just take the bottle. Real, I mean, you know, except for your conscience in this case, because it's almost an invitation.
I find that stunning, 94%.
But it's consistent. We've done it now 6 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the results have just
in the 90s.
Always in the 90s. We also find that women are always more honest than men.
No.
It is really.
To believe that.
it's 2 percentage points, but it's consistent.
Yeah.
So 95% of women were honest. 93% of men.
All right. Now I'm sure the results are not the same in every city.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we start to see some patterns.
So Philadelphia must be the most honest city.
Well, you know, it's funny. Philadelphia did really well this year. 97% in Philadelphia.
That's why the Pope is going there.
97%
in Philadelphia.
Whoa. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
there was one city this year, 100%. That was Atlanta, Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, there was one city that was...
Jimmy Carter, you know, he's preaching that love down there and preaching that forgiveness. All right,
Washington, yeah. D.C., actually, middle of the pack this year, so at 94%. So that's good.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
Where,
yeah.
Although...
Surprising. With all the clubs here in Washington, it's surprising.
Well, so for the first time ever, we did have, nationally, we've never seen someone actually reach into the money box and take the money themselves. And that happened in Washington.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
So that was, a first. Unfortunately,
that's
we did.
Worse. That's a lot worse than taking the bottle.
Yeah.
Reached into the,
took the money.
First time.
Yeah, first time.
So.
Can I ask, was this when Congress was in session?
Congress was in session. Now, we did it at DuPont Circle, a little, you know, away from Capitol Hill. But that was unfortunate.
I bet it was still a lobbyist. Or a member of Congress. They're going to make their way over there. They heard there was free money somewhere.
Says there's no such thing.
All right, what was the worst city?
So for the second year in a row, Providence, Rhode Island came in last.
Really?
Yeah, 83%. So it's still pretty good. If you were expecting 70%, 83 is not bad. We did have somebody in Providence who paid with $1 million bill, which would have been very generous.
Oh, yeah, except it. Yeah, right.
So we didn't count that as a payment.
You know, the Providence used to have a reputation for mafia connection. But I thought that was long gone.
Well, it's unfortunate. But like I say, 83% is still better than I think most people expected. You know, the whole population to be. So to me, one of the good messages here is we're more trustworthy than we give ourselves credit for as a population. And I think if you can look at it that way, you can build better communities, you know, put a little more trust in each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you can see, I think there could be a practical application to this, not just a one-time, once-a-year sort of test,
right?
But I don't know, in stores?
In stores. The only challenge, of course,
is newspapers or kind of whatever, if people have the right...
Farm stands, we certainly see that, you know. The one challenge, of course, is, you know, if you put something like this out there and 95 people are honest, but one person takes all the money, it kills your business model. So for us, it's fine, because we're donating all the money to charity. But as a social experiment, it's a lot of fun, and I do think there's a positive message in it we can all take from it.
Right. Now, I see your product, Honesty, in a lot of local restaurants. Sweet Greens, which is a wonderful chain.
Great chain for
us. I think they started here in Washington.
They did, yeah. We're very closely connected to them through some shared employees and investors.
And in Roti, which is also another chain that I like very, very much. Middle Eastern food.
Good, healthy profile.
Where else? Are you now in?
So the big one for us this year is we just launched nationally with Wendy's. They sell a brewed tea. And so, you know, 18 years ago when I was starting this company, if you could have told me that we could have an organic, fair trade, lower sugar brewed tea in 6,000 fast food restaurants around the country, I would have said,
they offer it in the bottles?
It's like, brewed. No, so it's brewed. It's fresh brewed in the restaurant. So it's actually as fresh a taste as you're going to be able to get. It's a tropical green tea that we've made for them.
And, of course, people can find it in most grocery stores these
we're
days,
now
too,
in all CVS stores. We're in
CVS stores, really?
Yeah, CVS, Kroger stores, Safeway, Giant. Yeah, we really are carried in. Because, our company, we got bought by Coca-Cola in 2011. And so that expanded the distribution of the product in a dramatic way.
What is the caffeine level in?
It varies. So, you know, the green tea and the black tea have more caffeine. We have a lot of herbal teas as now. We've just, in fact, launched these two totally unsweetened herbal teas. And, of course, those have no caffeine.
No caffeine.
Yeah.
Green tea has caffeine?
It does, yeah. It's funny. For whatever reason, the green tea, our bestseller, the honey green tea, keeps me more awake than our black tea. But black tea does have...
Whoa. So your bestseller is the
honey green tea.
Green tea.
Yeah. It's a very nice, clean taste to it. A lot of people are believers that the antioxidants in green tea have, you know, positive health attributes. I think that helps because it's got a specific taste profile, but ours is a very pure green tea, and it's got sweetened with honey and organic cane sugar. It's got a really nice light flavor to it. All of our drinks are much less sweet.
I'm tempted to try it. But I just have a bias against green tea.
I am going to try it.
During the break, when we come back, we'll talk about it. Your favorite, Honest Tea. I know you know the product. You can't escape it. It's great. And all these different flavors here. This half tea and half lemonade I want to talk about, too, when we come back. And then my favorite is on the table. Seth Goldman here with us from Honest Tea. He's the head of it, president and CEO. Got a comment or a question? 866-55-PRESS.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, step on in at 25 after the hour and have a glass of iced tea with us. Seth Goldman here from Honest Tea. Can't do any better than that, and you can find it anywhere. The latest is at Wendy's. How about that? This, I must say, I'm a convert to this. This Honest
Tea. Thank you.
This honey green tea is really very good.
It's
very
our top
smooth.
Seller.
Yeah. I understand why it's your top seller, right? But with the new products you've got out this year, we've got one here, right?
Yes.
This, two of them. This is Ginger Oasis Herbal Tea.
So totally unsweetened.
And Cinnamon Sunrise Herbal Tea. Yeah. No sweetener at all.
No sweetener. And, that was, of course, our goal from the start was to make these drinks.
Whoa. So that's zero calories, this entire bottle?
That's right. That's
wow.
Right. Yeah. We created, what happened is when you put in, ginger and cinnamon both have enough of a strong flavor that they still taste like full-flavored drinks. And I've sampled these with people, and they'll say, well, how many calories are in this? And I'll say, zero. But you get the flavor of the spices, and that basically... covers, creates the impression of sweetness.
This is the Ginger Oasis we're drinking here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So you're really getting a flavor.
Nice.
But
No, I can see that. I mean, as a, instead of a soft drink, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Pick that up. And What? How many flavors do you have?
We're up to about 35 different, Well, first of all, tea is the world's second most popular beverage. So you can make, there's teas in every culture, whether it's, a Native American herbal tea to a yerba mate in South America. So there are almost infinite combinations.
Second to coffee?
Water. So, think about China, India, where tea is drunk, obviously in Russia too. So it is a really global drink in some sense. The United States is one of the smallest tea drinking populations, although we drink a lot more iced tea than we do hot tea.
But when you think of water just being like, I don't know, water's everywhere.
Right.
So really in terms of man-made drinks, if you
tea
will.
Is
tea
it.
Is number
tea is
one.
It. Yeah, yeah. And think about it, right? So first of all, it can be sourced. It's extreme. It's enjoyed by some of the wealthiest cultures in the world, but produced by some of the poorest. So it's grown primarily in India, China, and now in Africa as well. And so it is pennies a bottle to make, or pennies a serving to make. And of course, the other reason tea has caught on in developing world is because it requires hot water.
Right,
and that kills your, any microbes in the water as well. So it's having tea is a good way to act, have a healthy drink.
And the United States is way up in terms of iced tea.
Iced tea is growing very quickly as a category here. It's what's happening. A lot of people are moving toward healthier drinks, and tea is certainly a place that they've moved to. And there's different studies coming out, whether it's about the antioxidants in tea or just the hydrating effects of tea.
It's good for you. Yeah, and you can find Honest Tea at Whole Foods or at Costco. Or at CVS. Seth Goldman, thanks so much for coming in.
Good to
congratulations.
Be with you, Bill.
This is the Bill Press Show.